I think this is the biggest gap I see, by the way, when I talk to people about the seven powers. Everyone assumes that these modes are permanent. They are not.
Everyone should look at these businesses. And sabke business mein actually mein kuch kuch flavor sabka hoga. But
every D2C brand by design, actually, if it gets PMF, it gets PMF by counter position.
That is why at least I look at AOP not as a only as a financial number exercise, but also as qualitative inputs. Kya input kya?
So I want to know, ki are you really clear on the inputs? Fir hi hum output pe patthar ki lakir karte, warna ye guidance hai. How pe yara discuss kar payega?
By the way, if you take Indigo on those modes, na, they probably are like 8 on 10 or all of them, including like brand, which in aviation is damn hard to get right. So this monopoly was not given to them. It was very earned. It was earned because they were brutal in finishing off competition. My view is that I think Blinkit is, the gap between Blinkit and number two is increasing, at least from my standpoint. And I think Zepto and Instamart will possibly be competing very hard for the number two position. I think consumer will forgive a 10-minute excess delivery if they know that it's coming from a clean place. And everyone's wearing gloves and all of that stuff.
What do you think, Shantanu? Lenskart ka mod kya? Power kya? What is Lenskart's power?
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 59 of the Asymmetric Podcast. Today is a guest-free episode, so more free-willing discussions between my partners in crime, Revanth, Chirag and myself. Of course, lots happening on the Indigo front this week, so a big deep dive into monopolies, consumer experience versus profit versus the singular promise of being on time and what it means. We of course discussed, Revanth came with his very strong view on how moats are built in a business and whether building moats is in conflict to a robust AOP process, or does a robust AOP process actually help you build more stronger moats. So interesting founder discussion around that, given that this is the time for FY27 AOP building and other interesting topics. It's a light episode for you today. Also, do comment on the episode on topics you would like us to cover, things that you would want to see, people you would want us to invite, and we'll be more than happy to pick this up. We remain committed to spending a couple of hours a week with each other and putting it out there for the world to enjoy. Hopefully, we also learn in the process and everyone kind of grows together. So thank you for tuning in and hope you enjoy the episode.
Ajay, ye batao ki, do you guys do AOP exercise? When do you begin? Is it helpful, not helpful? At what scale do you think, let's say, in the journey of Bombay Shaving Company, it started to become helpful?
20 to 23,
which is like 6-7 years.
100 crore
pass kar par karne ke baad.
100 crore, ha. 100-120 crore ke baad thoda. You need to like when allocation of capital is, those decisions start getting diversified between budget owners, different people. You have channels, you have categories. At least for a BPC brand, channels, categories, different people have different budgets and their targets are there. So then those targets have to add up to a particular number. Us hisab se fir you do ordering and manufacturing and all of that also. So I think when those... So
basically when lead times increase, you know, whether you have to hire, whether you have to order in bulk, you have to plan,
so distribution of
Amazon or joint JBP, then it starts to become important. And you do what, calendar year, you do financial year?
Financial year.
And you started
now? FY27 ka we started in November. October we presented to the board what we want to do in FY27. November we then broke it down. Deepak and I broke it down and gave it to the teams ki humko ye chahiye. We want this to be delivered. I gave Deepak then kind of broke it down, CFO, etc. And then now the teams are working. I think 15 December the we do first category, so all the brands. So BSC Trimmers, BSC Shaving, Bombay, the other three established brands plus two new brands. So ye panch will come back with, ye hamara innovation pipeline hai. Ye hamara targets hai. And then they will present at the channel teams. Channel team will come back with like quick commerce, e-commerce, D2C, etc. will come back. Then collectively, the AOP will be frozen in the Jan board meeting. And then February, we will start ordering and like we'll start actioning on that. Ye bhi 2 saal se chalu kiya hai. And AOP is now in stone kind of a document now.
Oh, it's an important ritual. Very important.
Pad jati hai organization ki, because usi din bol rahe the ki yehi karna hai, December deliver bhi karna hai.
Yeah, people who are executing, they feel, and I was in the similar boat. I remember used to say to Shantanu ki sirf planning hi karte rahenge, fir execute kab karenge.
What depth will you go to, right? In terms of, like, you would assume that, I feel the AOP planning should not be done unless everyone knows the how part of their job. So, at what define karte ho ki what are we going to achieve as a team? But agar how clear nahi hai ki kaise hoga, that AOP exercise is not useful.
No, but driven, wo to bahut sari cases mein aise true hota hai ki hame nahi pata hota. But that doesn't mean then the, because you are saying I haven't figured out the how. But that's, as we are saying, it's not our job. What is our job? Hame yahan jana hai. टारगेट
सेटिंग एक्सरसाइज माई लर्निंग इन दिस इज द एक्चुअल हाउ बिकॉज इट फ्लक्चुएट्स एंड इट चेंजेस ऑन द फ्लाई आई थिंक समटाइम्स AOP being number backwards, da, we start solving for the numbers more than the core input of the business.
Agree. So AOP has to be flexible. That I agree.
हाँ तो मुझे वो दिखता है कि like for example यार multiple segments है तो trimmers में है तो perfumes में है तो shaving foam में है and if there is an incorrect hypothesis on something but you'll say sir किसी और से pick up कर लेते हैं and something else will surprise you right that's life something will surprise you that you didn't anticipate. So मोटा मोटी this was the word that I think Sajit had mentioned right? That'd be like मोटा मोटी के लिए ठीक है आई थिंक द डिटेल्स आई स्टिल लाइक टू फिगर लाइक आई थिंक एक्चुअल एओपी एक्सरसाइजेस व्हिच आर टू द टी डन लेट्स से विद प्राइवेट इक्विटी कंपनीज और व्हेन यू आर लिस्टेड कि भाई ये पत्थर की लकीर है दैट इज एन ऑपरेटिंग एग्जीक्यूशनिंग ऑपरेटिंग मॉडल के ऐसा ही चल रहा है करके वेयर एवरी हाउ हैज टू बी नोन व्हिच इज द रियल एओपी एक्सरसाइज इन माय ओपिनियन
नो बट आरबी वो सी ठीक है आई थिंक फॉर एग्जांपल समवन कोलगेट और एचयूएल विल हैव अ लॉट मोर स्पेसिफिसिटी एंड एक्यूरेसी इन देयर प्रेडिक्शंस But that doesn't mean that the muscle for drafting a detailed AOP and planning it to the T should not happen. So, for example, quick commerce has surprised all of us, right? So, our AOP for FY25 and 26, both for quick commerce, was far lower than what we have delivered. So, the moment you start, that's the thing. The management has to start saying, boss, we have undercommitted on this. So, now revise this upwards. On the other hand, D2C, for example, which is the ceiling or marginal acquisition cost goes up, you start. So, AOP have to be able to, you can knob it up and down, but you have to have a baseline. And that baseline has to be bottom up and top down both.
Yeah. Like I prefer the flexibility because I generally realize that we are wrong on a lot more counts than we want to accept. Not just we as CEOs, right? We as overall management
teams. I agree.
Like for example, just 6 months back, we started on some journey on some category. And I'm like, why are you not questioning the hypothesis itself ki ye category padhani hai? Kyun kar rahe hain ye category? और आज तुम्हारा इस कैटेगरी से अगर ग्रोथ नहीं आ रहा है तो फिर भी नंबर कैसे हो गए देयर लाइक कोई और कैटेगरी पे हमें पॉजिटिव सरप्राइजेस दिख रहे हैं सो आई एम लाइक देन व्हाई आर यू नॉट गोइंग एंड क्वेश्चनिंग कि हमारा कस्टमर इनसाइट इस कैटेगरी में सही है कि नहीं हमारा राइट टू विन है कि नहीं ये कैटेगरी खेलना ही क्यों है बट दीज एक्सिस्टेंशियल क्वेश्चंस रियली स्केयर पीपल कि नहीं नहीं यार आप क्वेश्चन आप या ये आप कंफ्यूज कर रहे हो बट यार दैट इज अ जॉब मुझे लगता है कि आई थिंक यू हैड ओनली मेंशन दिस शांतनु दैट एवरीबॉडी वांट्स वो उधर क्लैरिटी चाहिए दैट दे वांट दैट कि लाइफ ऐसे ही चलेगी करके राइट हाँ मजा आ जाएगा करके बट आई डोंट थिंक हाई ग्रोथ स्टार्टअप्स और इवन बिजनेसेस दैट वांट टू ग्रो 40-50% ईयर ऑन ईयर तू बोलो यार 500-850 करना है तेरे को नंबर बोलो हाँ विच इज व्हाट 60% ग्रोथ पे क्या प्रेडिक्टेबिलिटी आएगी लाइफ में भाई मतलब कुछ तो फटेगा ये और कुछ तो गजब गुदा वाला काम करना पड़ेगा किसी को तो I find, let me maybe nuance that answer. I think if you get to 30% growth, then the AOP really makes sense. Otherwise, this is broadly a tendency. You are just figuring it out.
Are you trying to say, maybe, I think, at least, main to bahut hi broad karta hu, but I think you are, maybe you have seen it in other companies, AOP being done to the grain. Whereas for me, it's very directional guidance. Ki bhai, 60% grow karna hai. These are broadly the levers. जिसमें अब ऑफ कोर्स साल के एंड में ऐसा होता है कि आई थॉट सम पोर्टफोलियो इज गोइंग टू ग्रो बाय 60% बट इट हैज ग्रोन बाय 40 वी हैव मेड अप इन सम अदर वे
आई विल टेल यू सिटी फॉर एग्जांपल आई विल टेल यू द चेन ऑफ रिएक्ट दिस थिंग राइट सो फॉर अस फॉर एग्जांपल वी वांट टू गेट टू 20-25,000 ट्रिमर्स पर डे ऑफ सेल वी आर राइट नाउ एट 10 25,000 अगर बेचने हैं तो 25,000 उससे 6 महीने पहले बनाने पड़ेंगे अगर उसको रखने पड़ेंगे फॉर व्हिच द इनोवेशन इंजन हैज टू बी देयर फॉर व्हिच द हायरिंग हैज टू हैपन ट्रिप्स टू चाइना हैव टू हैपन meetings with Jetwork have to happen, meetings with Dixon. All of that has to happen 6-12 months in advance for us to get to 25,000 trimmers a day. Let's say 5 lakh trimmers per month of capacity and so on, right? So, wo, agar AOP mein nahi hai, to wo, like, kaise, how will the person see it?
Yeah.
My view is, in fact, high growth situation mein, in fact, agar aapko pata hai ki isme we have to get to this point, wahan pe to usko super specific karna bahut zaruri hai. And maybe then you become flexible on it. But like, for example, for shaving foam, we don't do any of that. Like shaving foam is more baseline plus, and then kind of more predictability
maybe,
of the business.
Maybe, Revan, what happens in a high growth scenario is because you can't say it with a very like precision. What ends up happening is you may require more cash. You may change categories and let's say some margin profile will change. Some of those things do happen. Like, for example, what Shantanu is giving, if he stocks up 5 lakh trimmers and let's say the forecast is wrong by 25%. And the working capital is lands up at a different place.
So our demand and supply ka jo match hai, also be like, there's a lot. Like getting to Mamar, there are like 9 days of working capital on there. That's crazy. For the SKU complexity and for multi-channel, and just to have 9 days of working capital is insane. I don't know how they're doing it, but they probably have a to the T AOP process, which is then kind of checked against for every order. Usme, I'm sure ROs jo galat hai, Varun and Gazal will be screwing those people inside out. Like, I don't think this can happen without like really crazy run now, either inside the system. But I don't know how you guys do it, like in enterprise sales and, you know, this kind of tech business.
Similar, only a little bit sales motion is set. So yes, you would project, start to project by products. Like you do category, we do product. And say, and we look at, yeah, let's say, do we, our case is not tricky, which I think is your NPD. Like, what do you want to build new?
Yeah.
And I'm sure in your case also, it's a 3-6 month cycle.
Correct.
So we would also go about it saying that, okay, this is a TAM which we haven't touched. Can we figure out an offering here? Wo offering chalega, nahi chalega, but we would end up taking a goal saying ki yaar 6 mahine banate hain, 6 mahine bechenge. 6 months is a good time for us to, you know, go out in the market, design with someone, prove PMF, and then kai bari galat bhi hota hai, kai bari sahi bhi hota hai. We have seen it both sides when we have launched and something worked in 3 months also. And on one of our products now, we have launched something, we thought revenue aa jayega, we should be able to get to monetizable PMF, but it's taking time. It is taking time.
Are you able to cut decisions that you know are like, at what point do you cut ki ye product, you know, wind down kar lete hain, ya fir ye team ko wind down kar lete hain, whatever. Do you take those decisions early, you take them on time, you take them later than required? Like, have you figured that? That's one thing which I still struggle with.
I'm definitely, I would say not early, but definitely not late also. Maybe in some cases I would say a little bit late only. But now I've become a lot more conscious about it. Because pehle jo hai na, imagine in the first few years, na, we used to take bets also, which would get us to $1 million also. Abhi wo, aur $1 million bets are easy, na? Ki build these small feature products and do. Now, of course, the answer is much clearer that you can't do those $1 million things. It doesn't yield anything. So pick up new trends, go to revenue pools, which are large enough. So that growth to dekhe. Wo $1 million se kuch hota nahi hai.
That is true.
I don't know how RB does it. I'm sure he has full mechanical stuff behind it.
Nahi, nahi, yaar. Mera bhi similar hi hai. Like, there was a lot more excitement for every opportunity before. Now the question is, I think the question 1 year back changed to saying, can this be a 100 crore P&L? Now the question is not just, can it be 100 crore P&L? Because abhi to yaar, bahut sare dikh rahe 100 crore P&L. But question is, karna hi kyun hai ye? Like, aisa kya hum ukhaad lenge agar ye karenge to? Versus, I mean, it's just my latest email on, I don't know, you guys would have read the book Seven Powers, right? I don't know, Shantanu's read it.
Commodeswala.
Haan. So effectively, Shantanu, the book is about, you will hate it. It's written by a BCG consultant, not by a McKinsey consultant. But
they make better author than consultants. So that's okay.
That's like punch in the face.
Anyway, it's a good book on effectively if you distill out na over time, bahut kuch hua hai, right? Internet aaya, mobile aaya, ab AI aa raha hai. But fundamentally, powers of a company could be defined in some buckets, right?
Yeah.
And it was very clear, if it was written by a McKinsey author, it would be 3 powers. But this guy's Bain's written 7 powers. So, effectively, you can read them as moats. That's the question that gets asked, right? What is your moat? And I think the time then comes, ki after a while, ki if you have multiple sizable opportunities, is there a way where you can build more you can build opportunities or build into opportunities that will also enhance your moats a little versus take you away from your moats? And I think that's a very hard question to answer because a lot of things become a no. Ki yaar ye nahi karna, ye nahi karna, ye nahi karna. So, mere liye at least ab wo evolution aa raha hai because if every new category adds revenue but reduces your moat, then by design, it's actually hurting the core business.
I think one of the answers that reduce moat, it might not increase moat.
Yeah, anything that doesn't. Reduction is basically lack of focus. Na? Agar aapki ye moat char cheez hai. Aur abhi banate ho jo adjacent cheez hai, jo usme moat se
help nahi ho raha hai. Moats are not building.
I know, but are you spending time on something that is not building moats?
Revenue wala hai. Correct.
So, I think it's a, maybe it's a very harsh statement ki reducing moat. But mujhe lagta hai ki life is not static. Matlab inflation hi 6% hai na. To, agar paise tum 6% bhi nahi bana rahe ho, to aapke paise ki value kam ho rahi hai. Aise, if you are not, everything you do doesn't enhance or improve your moats or power, then effectively it's reducing your power. So I think that's a super hard question to ask, because when I first read the book, I remember doing a board meeting. Maine mere question pucha tha, meri team bhi thi puri, right? Aur kisi ko nahi bataya tha maine. Maine us slide last mein add kari thi. Aur maine bola ye hai. Aap batao what is the company's ye? And I then gave them a quiz like ki ye aap apne answer dalo. Bold discuss nahi karna hai. And then I showed the answers, and the answer was different from everybody. And I said, "Acha batao, aapko kyu lagta hai ye kyu hai hamara moat karke?" So it's a very tough thing to find. Moats are not easy to decide. I don't know if you've read the summary, Shantam. You should.
I will.
It's a very
but
simple.
It's surprising. Vaise, you know, is it fair to say in a publicly listed 10-year-old company, if we three were to debate on a moat of a company, we would arrive at a similar kind of an answer?
I don't know.
Is it that while we are building, the answers are a little bit of how you look at the company?
Actually, let's go through the moats and maybe let's do a quiz now about some public companies. Okay. So Shantanu, just quickly, this is very simple. You are an ex-McKinsey consultant, so I'm sure you'll understand the Bain write-up very quickly, right? Power one is scale economics. Basically, your business unit cost declines as volume increases, right? The example given maybe is here, right? Like Netflix. Like your subscribers itne zyada hai ki every content piece, cost per subscriber is low, whereas your subscribers are paying you the same amount of money, right? The second is, network economics. Very simple, right? Like a Swiggy, Blinkit, Meesho, Amazon. These are all network. I mean, Facebook is obviously the most commonly known, right? This is counterposition.
I thought you would say, go quick.
Ab tu main bolta hu, fir tu bolta hai, le lo hamari, ye kar lo, wo kar lo.
Bas, nahin, main wahi bol raha hu ki bhool gaya tu hame.
Counter positioning.
Basically, the Kodak and Instagram, ye, right? Like, log, aaya sidha, like people positioned ki bhai, dunya ab yaisi dikhegi. Basically, a new superior business model comes and people don't adopt it because, like, Unilever, you could say, couldn't take the counter positioning that D2C brands did, right? Ki hum online hi bechenge. Hum meta karenge aur Amazon pe bechenge. Aap apna GP.
Dollar Shave Club versus Gillette, classic. Gillette has gone from 85% market share to 52% market share because of Dollar Shave Club and Harry's and a couple of.
But counter-positioning, isn't Shopify versus Amazon a better example? Because that's more like channel shift, right? Unilever ka bola ki main D2C nahi bechunga. Usne bola, that's not meaningful for me.
No, he said, I don't focus on it. It's a question of, dekh, kya hota hai tech business.
So, example, let me just complete. Shopify ne bola, Amazon aapka margin kha jata hai, aap direct becho. So, I'm giving you power. That's like counter-positioning, ki Amazon kabhi nahi kar sakta wo.
Correct. The difference I see, Chirag, is the examples you give, those are very irreversible. Ki Amazon kabhi kar hi nahi payega. Now you're right. Unilever can at some point of time wake up and say, ki, "Arey bhai, hum disrupt ho rahe. Now we need to build." But abhi wo build nahi kar pa rahe, isliye kharid rahe hain wo. Why is Marico Unilever buying the brands? Because they're realizing that their cultural DNA lagta hai kar payenge, but wo nahi kar pa rahe. So I'm not saying counter positioning as a moat can last forever. So if you think, I think this is the biggest gap I see, by the way, when I talk to people about the seven powers, everyone assumes that these moats are permanent. They're not. For a Shopify, it may be, because you're seeing that business over 20 years and Amazon over 20 years, and you're saying, dekho, abhi bhi iska moat last kare, which is right. Technology businesses by design become winner take all. But non-winner take all, usme to moats, the same moat can compound to become massive.
Yeah.
Whereas I think non-winner take all businesses, and that's my view, and I may be wrong on this, so you guys should comment, is the moats change over time. Like scale economics are never a moat for us, but at 5,000 crores, it could be for a consumer brand also, right? Scale economics will become a year.
Maybe that's a very interesting point that everyone should look at these businesses or sabke business mein actually bhi kuch flavor sabka hoga. But is it that something which you can compound on, or is it that something which will diminish and can easily be taken over? I think that's the nuance which one should think.
Correct. So for example, most new duty D2C brands by design come in counter positioning. So for example, everybody's selling hair care. Moxie came in and said, "Main sirf curly hair gel karungi, boki koi aur karega hi nahi." Because why will a hair care company cannibalize his own business and say, "Main sirf curly hair hu"?
Correct.
And it only curly hair will be so small in the large business, it will get lost. So it cannot remain a small subsegment as well, right? So every D2C brand by design, actually, if it gets PMF, it gets PMF by counter positioning, right? The question is, does it remain a moat? Because then everyone starts saying the same thing. Now there will be 20 brands saying we solve for curly hair. Then what?
Over time, maybe the brand which started with this, because they want to grow, they become like, achha, ye wala product category pe add kar lete hai because this is adjacent in the hair. Wo bhi toh jata
hai. So brands, mein, I think these moats are, I've realized, you have to remain niche or you have to build other moats, because even if you are niche, no, even if they don't go into adjacencies and they keep doing the same thing, 20 other people will come and attack the same thing because there's no barrier to entry. Sama ke wahi karenge. सबको दिख रहा है ना, गोल्ड माइन है यहाँ पे, तो सब बोलेंगे अच्छा हम भी कर लिया, हम भी कर लिया, हम भी कर लिया, सबको दो चार करोड़ मिल जाएंगे सीड कैपिटल में, सब मेटा एड्स तो कर ही लेंगे, तो कुछ 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 होते रहेगा करके, राइट? सो यू हैव टू बिल्ड अदर मोड्स टू डिफेंड योर मार्केट शेयर और ग्रो योर मार्केट शेयर आफ्टर अ व्हाइल. सो लेट्स गो थ्रू द अदर्स, राइट? स्विचिंग कॉस्ट की द टिपिकल SaaS बिजनेस, राइट? लाइक वाई SaaS हैज, बट वो भी अब AI की वजह से स्विचिंग कॉस्ट हैव बिकम लो. SaaS ऑलवेज हैड ग्रेट वैल्यूएशन मल्टीपल्स बिकॉज देयर वाज मैसिव स्विचिंग कॉस्ट, वेयर the cost of switching from one software provider to another would be a big pain. I don't know if you have other examples.
Insurance, mobile networks, Airtel, Vodafone is again switching costs is high.
Gmail is a switching cost product. Gmail.
Yeah.
Which one? Oh, absolutely.
Right. Then there's branding, which is very common. Brand as a moat. Obviously, every consumer brand in life, jab sab ko koi question puchta hai, moat kya hai, toh bolte hai brand is a moat, right?
Brand a moat.
This is a hard one to get also, actually. And hard one to execute, because I think this can't be compressed with tech. More money can't
significant time to build.
You can't replace it with capital.
Yeah, this is very interesting, which is cornered resource, which is, let's say, coal mining. Mining tumhare paas hai, toh yaar tum wo karoge. Like, typical lobbying work is all here, right? Airports, ports.
Pharma
is a good
some licensing. Yeah,
right. And then the last one is process power, which is, let's say, Six Sigma from Toyota is a classic example, right? Ki bhai, aap is level pe karte ho, ki aap koi aur kar nahi paate. Now, फर्स्ट हार्ड यही है कि भाई तुम्हारा कौन सा पावर तुम्हारा पावर है,
एक्चुअल पावर है.
एंड यू मे हैव मल्टीपल, समबडी विल से हमारा ये भी है, लाइक व्हाट चिराग वाज सेइंग, राइट? लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल, आई कुड से गोक्विक हैज नेटवर्क इफेक्ट्स एज अ बिजनेस, बिकॉज एवरी स्पेसिफिक क्लाइंट, यू नो, वंस दे लॉन्च अ न्यू फीचर, इट्स अडॉप्शन इज वेरी इजी, क्लाइंट्स आर हैप्पी कि अच्छा पहले एक फीचर था, तीन फीचर दे रहे हैं, एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा. बट ऑल्सो दिस टू स्विचिंग कॉस्ट, लाइक इफ आई टू स्विच आउटसाइड द गोक्विक नेटवर्क, nobody is giving me the 27 things that GoQuick is giving. So there is a cost to switching. So which is the one that they index on more? Because your decisions will be different basis that.
Yeah.
Which mode do you want to build more? Because if it's switching cost, then you should say, let's build more features. Client ko khush rakhte hain. But if it is network effects of the consumer on the network, then how do you add more value to the consumer? And how do you keep reducing the cost for the consumer? And maybe the answer ends up being same, and that is the vector of growth.
Yeah,
ki what leads to switching cost and network effect? But yaar, itna easy nahi hai wo answer. Yeah, because tumne AOP shuru kiya with revenue target. Ab isko ye bake in karo, to variable pure change ho jaate.
Hey, that is why at least I look at AOP not as a only as a financial number exercise, but also as qualitative inputs. Ki yaar, input kya? Both.
Actually, that's the critical thing, right? I think that's why I went back to that, ki how important, na? How is the input? So I want to know, कि आर यू रियली क्लियर ऑन द इनपुट्स, फिर ही हम आउटपुट पे पत्थर की लकीर करते हैं, वरना एक गाइडेंस है हाउ पे ज़रा डिस्कस करते हैं करके. एंड लेट्स गो टू दैट एग्जांपल ना चिराग, व्हाट यू सेड, लेट्स टेक सम पब्लिकली लिस्टेड कंपनीज एंड से उनका क्या मोट है. व्हाट डू यू थिंक शांतनु, लेंसकार्ट का मोट क्या है, पावर क्या है, व्हाट इज लेंसकार्ट्स पावर? इज इट स्केल इकोनॉमिक्स, कि एज वी हैव सो मच ये कि हमने कॉस्ट ऑफ मेकिंग स्पेक्टेकल्स कम कर दिए. इज इट नेटवर्क इफेक्ट्स, कि एज द कस्टमर बेस इज इंक्रीजिंग, दे आर इनहेरेंटली गेटिंग मोर वैल्यू from the network. Is it counter positioning, ki bhai aap sab log chashme bech rahe ho, main kuch aur hi na experience bech raha hu, I don't know. Is it switching cost?
That's a very good question,
hai na? Haan, fashion bech raha hu main, fashion. Ya branding hai, ki brand itna bada hai ki bhai chashma khareedna to Lenskart hi hai, ya corner resource hai?
So you cannot corner resource nahi hai for sure. I don't think brand is a moat. I think they like to believe that Lenskart the brand is a moat. I don't think Lenskart is a product brand. I think it's a retail brand at best. Retail brand, there is no
retail brand,
brand
is also strong, na? Ki mereko chashme ki dukaan pe jana hai. If I think Lenskart first, it's a great power, no? Why is that not a? Let's use the word power.
छात्रों को तो कोई भी कंज्यूमर चीज होने लग जाएगी तो देर विल बी अ ब्रांड एसोसिएशन. अब लेट्स से इफ आई हैव टू रैंक व्हाट एवर वी एंड अप डिसाइडिंग आर देयर मोड्स, ब्रांडिंग माइट नॉट बी लाइक द टॉप वन.
I have a feeling scale economies is probably their best mode, even though I think it's like a 5-on-10 mode for them.
Why, I don't think they have network mode.
Because unless you become like Luxottica, I don't know how much you can actually reduce the cost. Scale economies, basically, you basically just reduce the cost and give maximum value for the same price, right?
They have.
Kitna hi karoge tum chashme pe?
They have kept, like every 2 years, they are putting a new manufacturing plant. Their cost of making the units is coming down every year.
And doesn't that lead to then process power? Because I am seeing they are able to deliver, let's say, a made-to-order specs in like 48 hours to my home at a phenomenally like less than 2,000 rupees.
Yeah.
If it's unit economic viable, then I think it's got to do with a lot of this process power. And I hear that they have like state-of-the-art factories.
Correct.
Yeah. So I think, process power and scale economies is where I would kind of, because I think the unorganized optical world is still very large. So I don't think there is network. I don't think there is any of that. But I think it's mostly scale economies. Brand, I frankly don't think it's a brand also.
I don't think the business enjoys a higher perceived value? Because there's no difference between chashmas. Na? Chashma, chashma hota hai. So there is an objectively identical offering in, let's say, a Titan, Titan Eye, right? But is there a higher perceived value to Lenskart because of the amount of branding that they do?
I don't think so. You might. It's like saying Vishal Mega Mart is a brand. You might go there and do some apparel shopping more often than not, and you'll see some value there. But it's not a brand. It's a destination. So I don't know, man. It's not a brand you would show off. I don't know how much.
So you say Ray-Ban is a brand, but Lenskart is not. Ray-Ban for you would be a brand.
Oh, for sure. You're showing it off, right? You want to wear a Ray-Ban. You'll pay a lot more for it. You won't pay a lot more for.
You mean
the
to
brand
say
Lenskart. You'll pay a lot more for the service.
John Jacobs, which is a sub-brand within Lenskart, is, as per your definition, is a brand, but Lenskart is not.
Yeah.
But bro, John Jacobs is not a brand because he's not saying, oh, bhai, meko John Jacobs pehna hai, dekho.
No, but it's positioned like that. Give it some time. It is positioned like that as a Ray-Ban thing. Ki mehenga, expensive lifestyle, you know, that's what I would be. Would you put loyalty in switching costs? Let's say, you know, people having
gold
loyalty
membership
programs.
I don't think so, dude. Like, I frankly feel this is actually ripe for disruption. If this model works, I won't be surprised if like GKB, Dayal, K second gen, third gen, log bolenge, why, like, what stops us from doing this? Right? It's not a lot. Like, or if Luxottica decides that, boss, they need, India is a large market. 140 crore log hai, 10 crore log chashma pehante hain, 20 crore log chashma pehante hain, humko bechna hai. Luxottica India, if they want to set up something in India, it's not something like switching costs are zero for like, especially with fashion. With fashion, then people are like, okay, main do Lenskart se lunga, 3 Luxottica se lunga. Luxottica bolega ki, I'll give you Ray-Ban also, I'll give you Oakley also, I'll give you all these brands for India. If Bobby Parker decides to come in, you take a customer who likes to use chashmas. I would actually start looking at chashma like fragrances. There is no, you cannot create loyalty in fragrance. The person will always have 10 to 50.
What's another company? Let's take all the newly listed companies.
Wakefit, like that. Similar to Wakefit, actually, to Lenskart.
Which is basically, you're saying the scale economics. As the scale goes up, the cost of making the mattress comes down. And again, process power, you're saying.
And furniture, yeah.
In all like consumer products, would you call scale economies will kick in where your manufacturing and at scale, your cost of production will go down?
Yeah. I think what Ashish was also saying, very interesting, Wakefit, because it's kind of got this IKEA-esque, you know, huge state-of-the-art factory, assemble on your own, this and that, right? I think people do pay more because they trust the quality of Wakefit a lot more, apparently. So while there are questions in the public market around, is this a mattress company or is this a furniture company? And furniture, my brand name on that. But I think the ability to premiumize and charge a premium because they're a furniture company is a lot higher. So maybe they have a stronger brand power than a Lenskart in my view, Wakefit. Or a sleep company.
Grow kahan aayega? What is growth power?
All technology companies having a bit of process power because they need to handle this kind of scale. Hence, a lot of this process from a technology.
Let's read the definition. A business whose organization and activity sets enabling lower cost or superior products that can only be matched by extended commitment. लाइक किसी और को वो टाइम बहुत टाइम डालना पड़ेगा और इन्वेस्टमेंट करना पड़ेगा टू क्रिएट दैट प्रोसेस दैट यू हैव क्रिएटेड. डजंट सीम लाइक
यार, पर वो स्केल वाली चीजें मतलब ऐसा नहीं है कि बाजार में मिलती है. यू हैव टू एक्चुअली डू पुट इन अ लॉट ऑफ एफर्ट्स टू
तू इंफ्रा की बात कर रहा है ना, लाइक एज एन इंफ्रा कंपनी टू मैनेज 10 मिलियन यूजर्स. बट यार तेरे को आज थोड़ी करना है, तेरे को लाइक इफ यू से धन इट स्टार्टेड मच लेटर, इट्स स्केलिंग. लाइक एवरी ब्रोकरेज स्लैश इन्वेस्टमेंट ऐप स्टार्ट्स विद 100,000 देन 1 million एंड यू कीप बिल्डिंग द टेक एज यू स्केल.
यू कांट जस्ट गो डाउन फॉर अ सिंगल 30-second पीरियड ऑल्सो. Think about it from
that. I don't disagree.
Even if you are saying 1 million user, because the trust on the app goes down, and how do you build it?
Yeah, but inherently, ये सारे profitable है ना. Like, पैसा enough है इस segment में to build that.
पैसा enough है, but मतलब
like let's take the Dhan example ना. Right, such a late entrant. I think they counter position themselves कि हम इसी segment के लिए है, like brands do, right? हम इस niche segment के लिए खेलेंगे और हम उनके लिए बढ़िया UI UX बनाएंगे.
Yeah.
And now they have a decent chunk and increasing every quarter, every year, right? So it's a tough one actually. Like the wealth space also, if you take the wealth management space, right? The pehle it was only the, I think 361, which was IIFL, has like 60-70% market share, and then there are multiple second, third, fourth guys. And but now there are so many people with 1-2% and increasing, right? Because everybody has a, let's say, a some entry into a specific pool of people who want to do wealth management, or brokerages are like that. So thoda tough hai samajhna mereko ki exactly kya process power to nahi hai, right? Corner resource nahi hai,
corner is a licensing business hai, licensing business hai.
Ah,
so they are a corner resource yaar, anybody can't start it na. Branding of course is there in grow. I think switching cost also is there, because once you have your DMAT linked, your money linked, etc., etc., it leads.
That's an interesting point. हाँ, मतलब वो आदत पड़ जाती है.
हाँ, your go-to platform अभी वापस. और ये सब में ना, interestingly, if you have to shift that that process, by the way, is manual. You have to get the DP slips issued, manually sign, then send it back to, let's say, Grow or Zerodha, then it will get transferred. That process itself is like 30-day process, plus you have to go or send someone. All of that is there. So switching cost actually is quite high.
Maybe this was created with, you know, 20 years of consulting in legacy companies. Maybe the new age tech companies should have a new format or some.
But thinking about it is very interesting, Revan. It's very interesting because then you can then, moats have to be built, right? Like you'll build a small one, then you'll make it bigger, then you'll put some alligators in it.
Yeah.
You'll have to like.
It's a good starting point, but मुझे कभी कभी लगता है कि maybe you can ask in the. This is serious. I'm not trying to pull your leg, but maybe in the McKinsey alumni, somebody has the time to think of new age company modes and write down a better framework. Because मुझे लगता है थोड़ा सा ये legacy हो गया अभी. Like I'm using it as a broad framework to have a starting point to just make the team think. But because this was largely designed with experience of consulting with, like, you know, Compaq and Hewlett Packard and Kodak and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, till the Instagram era, I think this was still yeah. I think now the rate at which innovation is happening, maybe there have to be new moats that will come up, right? That need to be designed. Or maybe there are different moats that can be built. So, at least, mere ko question to aata hai ye, ki, are we building on existing moats or like the most simplest thing, right? Let's say you are largely, you would have what, 4 manufacturers, one for perfume, one for trimmer, and one for personal care. 3. Let's hypothetically say you have 3. Now, if there's a fourth vector of growth that comes in that requires you to go to a new manufacturer, technically, you're not building on your moat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the opportunity has to be like stone dead, massive opportunity with like 25 crore EBITDA aa jayega 2 saal mein for you to take that cost. Otherwise, why should you bother with it? I think that's a vector I don't think we spend enough time on. Because why complicate the life of the procurement guy in finding another factory who can do some new form factor, no, for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But aaj, like if you're in a 60, you're saying 70% growth target de raha to tumhe dimag laga ho gaya tum aise.
100%. 100%.
Like, I don't know for you, Chirag, it will be the tech. Like product or tech, kahan dimag laga rahe hai, har vector pe. Like we always assume ki kuch bhi kar lenge log. To kya hi hai? But maybe working on a ad product, working on a engagement product, working on a infrastructure enablement product, or like there are, where is your core power and how do you build more on the power? Also, it goes back to, again, for you, if it's switching cost or network effects, if can you choose one or can you choose a vector which is marrying both? Like, dono power equally strengthen hogi aur usi pe wahi, agar wo input hai, Because if you go back to where we started, you guys said AOP is more about a capital allocation problem statement. I think this is the more important capital allocation problem statement.
Around modes, no?
Mujhe aisa lagta hai.
Yeah, and as we said at the start, now that AOP exercise also starts to become more meaningful, like after a certain threshold. Similarly, mujhe lagta hai, I think this mode thinking is probably 2 years after AOP exercise starts to become useful. Yaar, achha, yeah, thoda sochte, because that's this is like building balls around the castle, saying, ab chalo, castle thoda sa dikh raha hai. Can you start to think around, ke, okay, make it more impenetrable?
I actually think AOP without this thinking is not a full-fledged AOP. That's where we started, right?
Yeah, go back to 2022. Now, why would you think about moat on, like, tu bolega,
I don't, but that's why I didn't make... Yeah, I would never give a AOP to the board also. The board will also have grief with me, right? Ki yaar tu AOP deta nahi. I'm like, koi sense point hi nahi hai. Sab bhagwan bharose hai. We'll figure out kya karna hai karke. Matlab mujhe aisa lagta hai ki this is all guidance, like broad guidance. Unless you really know what is the vector you want to grow the business on, and that vector should inherently have modes. And I think till we answer the question, making a very to the T AOP doesn't help, because going back to the what, how, when framework, if our job is to define the what, I would rather have 100% accuracy on the what. I would be very skeptical of having a what, which then I realize, oh my God, ye toh yaar moats decided that we are not building moats with this then. And then it's my fault and I'm giving a wrong direction. Maybe, I mean, I know, maybe thoda random. But that's why for me, it's just guidance. Ki yaar, mota moti bata do. Baki theek hai, let's, like, inputs decide karte.
Or maybe you want to have the option of saying ki nahi aise nahi aise karna hai.
Quite possible. Maybe I want to keep that in mind. No, it's quite possible.
Optionality
mereko mere paas rakhni hai. Ki hum x nahi, hum y karenge. That's a quite likely scenario. Maybe I've not thought about it that much, but
okay, interesting. Did you guys see the Indigo It Didn't Go fiasco? You know,
American. You know what? Namir Khan's new movie on the Indigo fiasco.
It didn't go.
He's making a movie.
What?
Sare Zameen Par.
Sare Zameen Par.
I found that to be so funny, yaar. Like, objectively, lol forward. I have all the forwards on it. What's your views, house?
No, I took an Indigo flight yesterday. I had to travel on Saturday and Sunday to attend a marriage. Indigo flight. Luckily, you know, my flight, both sides took off and on time. But yeah. I was checking status like every now and then. Ki udega, nahi udega.
Yeah.
And if, let's say, the coming back flight was cancelled, then rebooking was coming at like ₹1 lakh a ticket.
Yeah.
Kuch bhi ho gaya tha, bhai.
Wo toh crazy tha, yaar, wo.
I thought the government implemented an anti-profiteering. Ye.
They wo implemented, wo baad mein aaya, and then also direct flights are anyway sold out. So you were getting some route somewhere. So 2-3 legs. And then they were saying that it is costing you 80,000, 75,000 rupees. All of that was there. But I think the larger question here is what happened? And, you know, look at the state of the industry today. It's mostly duopoly with Indigo owning like 2/3 of the share. From a government point of view, from a consumer protection point of view, it became scary. Yaar, ki, like, this is the travel period of the year. And so many marriages are happening in North. And people are stuck. You saw that video, now that somebody was giving a reception and they had to attend it on VC.
the couple also on VC. Yeah, but frankly, to be very honest, I think in a world which has, in a battleground, it has so many dead bodies, from Kingfisher to Jet Airways to very Go Air, Deccan, SpiceJet. Everyone is kind of, you know, Air Asia has now Air India Express, etc. The fact that, by the way, Indigo is not like some huge conglomerate ka one side, or it's not a government bank. It is two entrepreneurs with 100 crore of seed funding, kind of operating the hell out of that efficiency to get to say, it is all earned, like monopoly. It's not given. Most monopolies are kind of given.
Process power. That they are clearly process power.
Boss, they have earned it. Yeah, that corporate has earned it. Through, by the way, if you take Indigo on those moats, nah, they probably are like 8 on 10 on all of them, including like brand, which in aviation is damn hard to get right. But wo in unka jo sandwich pe jo communication hai, unka
cup pe jo communication hai,
all of that. Polo RB ek bar, you see all scale economies, absolutely. After they started garnering sectors, network economies, again, sector based hai. And
unka to clear network economies hai, because they are able to do tier 2 because of clear network effects that they are able to route it there.
So this monopoly was not given to them. It was very earned. It was earned because they were brutal in finishing off competition through fair means by that. I don't think they got much help from DGC or what. People are saying this is like the government. It's not a government. The government just let a free market play out and they kind of cornered it the way Instagram did. My takeaway from the whole Indigo fiasco is actually a little different. It became the top of mind thing on LinkedIn, social media. Everyone's talking about it, etc. Right? But what was it really? It was some amount of corporate profiteering / malfeasance. At the worst, it would be some, you know, safety. But there were no deaths, accidents. There was nothing of that sort that happened. Basically, there were a bunch of missed flights and canceled flights for 3 or 4 days. By the way, yesterday and today, Indigo has been completely seamless. Airports are completely back to normal. It was 3 days of chaos. But that chaos led to a lot of videos and sharing of those videos. And then the algorithm picked it up. If algorithm picks it up, then everyone wants to do engagement farming. So every influencer and their uncle is writing about Indigo mein kya ho raha hai, Indigo mein kya ho raha hai. Suddenly, it feels like the corporate mega catastrophe and espionage of 2025. But is it really? It's not. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the Safety Authority of India's report. Auto comp industry this year has had 9,000 complaints of limbs getting screwed of workers. The entire auto comp industry, 9,000 people have lost kisi ka ungli, kisi ka haath, kisi ka pair in the factories. No one has made any noise about it on corporate malfeasance. Couple of like factories where there have been deaths that have happened. No one has spoken about it. So my big takeaway was two things. Number one, because it feels like a big deal and everyone who's stuck at the airport suddenly starts reading the stuff on social media, they feel like the victims and then they feel like something very bad has happened to them, which is far worse than it actually is, and they go and beat up people there. Ye kaise ho raha tha, yaar? How are people beating up ground staff because of like just excessive victimhood? And the second thing, I think we have lost perspective on calibration of issues as a country because we don't have an objective media anymore. So no one knows whether an issue is a 9 on 10 or it's a 2 on 10. Like no one knows. सबको लग रहा है कि बहुत बड़ी चीज होगी, मेरे को नहीं लगता इंडिगो ब्लैक इंडिगो नॉट लिसनिंग टू देम एंड देम हैविंग सम ऑपरेशनल क्राइसिस व्हिच लेड टू लाइक 3 days ऑफ स्ट्रगल वाज अ बिग डील. इवन लाइक आई शुड सी दिस लाइक गुड़गांव वाटर लॉगिंग, इट वाज ऑल एल्गोरिथम फीड यार. हजार लोग उसका वीडियो ले रहे हैं, मैग्नोलिया के सामने बहुत पानी है, तो सडनली इट बिकम लाइक दिस होल गुड, इट्स नॉट गुड, इट्स नॉट हैविंग गो इन इशू.
यू आर राइट,
पोल्यूशन इज थाउजेंड एक्स इशू यार.
वो मैग्नोलिया से याद आया, मैग्नोलिया बेकरी का भी गुड़गांव में चल रहा है ना, एंड एवरीवन इज पुटिंग आउट लाइक देयर आर क्यूज. व्हाट फॉर?
आई वेंट देयर यस्टरडे डूड, बंच ऑफ फकिंग मोरॉन स्टैंडिंग इन लाइन वांटिंग सम केक. उधर इंस्टाग्राम बैन कर देना चाहिए कि तू खरीदेगा तो इंस्टाग्राम पे डालता, वो लाइन इमीडिएटली विल गो.
बट क्यों खड़ा है वही, एक्चुअली हम लोगों को इंस्टाग्राम पे डालना, खाना नहीं है ये, वही है प्रेस लेक्चर्स वाला है.
प्रेस लेक्चर्स वाला एग्जैक्टली,
वो जो बासुंदी में मलाई सैंडविच देते हैं वो वाला.
क्या खड़े लोग वहां पे फोन लेके, भाई आई वेंट देयर फॉर एन इवेंट उसी बिल्डिंग में, दोपहर को 3 बजे ना मंडे, लाइक व्हाट द फक यार, व्हाट अ जॉबलेस बंच ऑफ अनकूथ बफून्स.
अरे जिसके पास इट्स एन एक्सपेंसिव प्लेस यार, सस्ता में थोड़ा बेच रहा है वो.
तुम क्यों यार, व्हाट इज
लाइक 400 रुपए की रबड़ी खाने के तो लोग को पता होना ऐसा क्या है रबड़ी में, जानना तो होगा.
नो, दिस इज रेवंत ऑन द अदर एंड एक्सट्रीम कस्टमर एक्सपीरियंस, कि पैसे इतने मांग लिए कि तुम्हें लग रहा बढ़िया.
बॉस मेरे को तो देख, मेरे को तो बहुत मन था कि मराठी में रील बनाऊं वहां पे सबके सामने, पता भी नहीं चलेगा उनको क्या बोल रहा हूं. ये बगा
आई थिंक गुड़गांव है, जब
पुणे में भी आएगा तो प्रेस लेक्चर्स,
इससे ऊपर एक्सपेंसिव वेदर इट इज रियल एस्टेट, वेदर इट इज फूड, वेदर इट इज नाउ डेजर्ट्स, सब कुछ ऊपर.
भाई साहब यार, बहुत ही ट्रिगरिंग टॉपिक उठा लिया.
एक साल हो गया
dollars being raised at like a flat round valuation in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's eerie, and I don't know if you've seen जो स्विगी आईपीओ के टाइम पे हुआ था. सडनली देयर इज अ स्पेट ऑफ कमेंट्स फ्रॉम अल्बिंदर एट ब्लिंकिट सेइंग कि क्विककॉम में फटने वाला है, एक्सुबरेंस है, मतलब बहुत पेन आने वाला है आगे जाके. लाइक आई डोंट नो इफ यू रिमेंबर व्हेन स्विगी वाज आईपीओइंग आल्सो देयर वाज अ लॉट ऑफ नेगेटिव कमेंट्री बाय इटर्नल मैनेजमेंट सेइंग कि भाई मतलब सब खत्म है टाइप्स करके. इट्स ईरी हाउ मच पीआर वॉर्स दीज कंपनीज प्ले ना जस्ट टू
100%
स्केयर द ओवरऑल इकोसिस्टम राइट. बिकॉज आई एम वंडरिंग सडनली मतलब ब्लिंकिट इन every result call is like ki bhai hum duniya joot lenge, hum 3000 store dalenge, hum 5000 dalenge, hum all in a Quickcom pe. To suddenly last one month it's become like, you know, there's too much money coming into Quickcom, sab phatne wala hai, economics acche nahi hai. Obviously they're hinting to the fact that the competition is not doing well, hum to badhiya hai karke, but it's crazy at these when you talk about these billion dollar 10,000 crores, let's say 1.1 billion or something, what kind of signals people are trying to show in the market. And I don't know who's going to subscribe. What I've heard is it'll go through. There's the capital has already been committed, and you know it's going to happen. But I don't know what is the equation. Like if you think about the more critical thing, Swiggy had, even post IPO, I think Naspers didn't sell. They still hold about 20% plus. There is Axel and Elevation who hold, I don't know, 3-4%, 5% each. So there's like a 30-40% chunk that could, that is a non-public shareholder that they want to exit over time. I think there will be more maybe. I don't know if they've exited in the last 1 year. If they have not, and the company raises again, technically, like the share price hasn't moved, right? So from an IRR perspective, did it make sense to exit more at IPO? Did it make sense to exit when the share price was 450, 500? Because now exit will be even harder, right? Because ab agar aap bechne jaoge, to log bolenge, abhi to primary utha hai 400 rupaye mein. Ab aap fir bech rahe ho. To, like, if you see the supply of stock is very high. Like what is share price? There's a supply demand, right? People want to buy the stock. Some people want to sell the stock, or the company needs capital. Now company needing 10,000 crores plus there being a set of investors who want to sell, and 30% of $10 billion hai na. To aapko $1 billion primary chahiye, 3-4 billion ka potentially secondary ho sakta hai. Though Naspers always made it very clear that we will never sell, we are a balance sheet. Like, it's very unclear, right? That where the stock price would go to, and it would be amazing to understand from these mutual fund CIOs jo khareed rahe hai, jisne IPO pe khareeda, jo abhi bhi khareedenge, ki aapko kya dikh raha hai compared to, because Zepto is saying that we'll list in like 6 months. DRHP is getting filed. So it's a crazy
dynamic. I was getting hesitant also. I don't know if you guys saw, did you see the HSBC, Red Sea or Swiggy, that whole thing?
Nahi, kya hua?
So HSBC wrote, I think HSBC or Money Control wrote a report that said that Instamart is losing share to Zepto. And then Swiggy reached out to Red Seer saying, can you share with us the data or something of that nature? All the emails are in public domain. No? And then Red Seer said that there is no formal, like we can formally clarify that no such data exists that says Zepto has more. So then HSBC was like caught in this whole thing where they had published that Instamart is losing to Zepto. The data that they were kind of referring to was from Red Seer. And Red Seer ka wo note, Swiggy is attached in its BSE filing saying that Red Seer is saying that such data doesn't exist. How is HSBC or Money Control got in it? And then, of course, internal things are that maybe Zepto and HSBC were like kind of there was some informal data sharing there. That so this is only going to get worse, by the way, because my view is that I think Blinkit is, the gap between Blinkit and number two is increasing, at least from my standpoint. And I think Zepto and Instamart will possibly be competing very hard for the number two position.
Which they are. That's the foregone conclusion. I think the joker in the pack for me is Amazon now coming and making statements that we are putting two dark stores every 2 days or some like a week.
Boss, have you used Amazon now?
No, I have not experienced that.
Insane. It is insane.
Why do you say so? Like, kya?
Assortment is outstanding. Like, very quick. Very quick. The recommendation engine is very good. They've gotten their game right, I feel.
And I think, like, how does it
work? Assuming they always have data by pin code. Now, already unka sara data hai ki tu kya order karte hai per pin code.
And also, how does it work with brands? They automatically allocate inventory on Amazon now? Or do they?
I think
they're automatically doing.
I think the multiple models are but at least as a consumer, I don't know, as for Bombay Shaving Company, it's still small. But for example, I never used to buy Amazon Fresh and this, and I never used Amazon for that stuff. But Amazon now, oof. And I'm hearing this from 3-4 people in the company now. The boss, once you go now, you can't go back to anything else, apparently. It's a very, very good. It's very, very good. So, very
actually, think about the network effects. Huh? Like, if I know your pin code, I know every product that's ordered down to the T. I just have to stock that. Na? Day one, pe mera data algo itna strong hai. Going back to powers, for them, network effects, crazy network effects, right? And they were not enabling switching costs because they were doing that one-day delivery. Switching cost as a moat broke because Blinkit gave 10 minutes. Now, if they give 10 minutes, ideally, your need to switch away from Amazon. See, all the Blinkit customers are broadly Amazon customers who want a 10-minute delivery. So, if they can give 10-minute delivery, then you will not want to switch away from Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting. Amazon now, you're a big basket. Like wherever they're delivering 10 minutes, very, very good. Very good. I have a feeling that some of this now, I think switching costs will go down the moment people have a bad quality experience.
वो fruits से vegetables में होता है package food में ना it's all standard
नहीं fruit vegetable ना fruit vegetable नहीं बोल रहा हूँ मैं I have a feeling that your ability to create stores that can store like methi, palak, milk in clean ways and if I were the brand manager at Amazon now boss I will totally make it my life's mission to show the inside of every dark store to every consumer like that's a distinctive brand building
तो fresh से कर रहे थे ना they were not doing milk anyway on core Amazon now पे भी नहीं करेंगे by the way First Club is doing that no First Club is claiming that only ki sab we have like the clean label range
cleanest.
Only yes we don't have like this consumer set doesn't want random stuff they only want clean label including high protein milk and like
not just clean label but clean store like
yeah
the biggest issue I think the biggest pain point for me is when I see an Apple coming in from Blinkit I'm like where has this been So we amount to wash it and it still at the back of my mind. I feel like Blinkit se main sabji manga raha hu, toh, matlab, I don't know whether it's clean. Like it's physically clean in a clean environment. And I'm eating this.
But yeah, so have, bhaji wale ke paas jo hota hai, wo bhi to, matlab, yeah, farm se aata hai. Let's say to the APMC equivalent.
Mandi, yeah. I agree.
Mandi, right? So kaunsa handling is never in, like India handling is India handling. No?
I agree with you. But then this dark store concept, na, because first of all, it's called dark store. Lack of light, rats, and then the Instagram algorithm. So, if you were to truly build a distinctive hypothesis,
it's an interesting point. If all supplement brand are saying, "Look, this is my factory. I'm making it here." I don't know if you saw Hitesh doing a factory video. He sent it to you guys, right? So,
yeah, I just saw it. I'm then, just thinking, guys.
Then, is there a distinctive branding opportunity for someone to just say that when order comes on the app, then it's a dark store ka video. It's telling us. कि देखो आपका ऑर्डर यहाँ से आ रहा है दिस इज द कॉन्फिडेंस दैट आई कैन गिव यू दैट दिस इज द क्वालिटी ऑफ द डार्क स्टोर
फैंटास्टिक आइडिया
इट हैज टू बी द नेक्स्ट थिंग इट हैज टू बी द नेक्स्ट थिंग आई थिंक दैट्स वेयर द कंज्यूमर एनपीएस विल बी आई थिंक कंज्यूमर विल फॉरगिव अ 10 मिनट एक्सेस डिलीवरी इफ दे नो दैट इज कमिंग फ्रॉम अ क्लीन प्लेस एंड एवरीवन इज वेयरिंग ग्लव्स एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट स्टफ लाइक दैट
वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट मतलब यू मे बी फॉरगिवन फॉर समथिंग एल्स बट कि चलो ठीक है 5 मिनट एक्स्ट्रा ले लिया या सारा असॉर्टमेंट नहीं था या Maybe crazy discount nahi tha, but you are just giving me assurance that whatever I'm consuming or applying on my body has just been handled in a
clean.
Abhi tumne wo dekha, at least in, have you used the this new Gemini Nano Banana Pro?
Nahin.
I have tried to use. I tried to use Gemini 3. Bahut maine suna uske baare mein wah 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 kya hai, but mereko nahi samajh mein aisa kuch difference. In fact, the UX was pretty poor for me.
I've used in between the picture feature is Nano Banana Pro is pretty cool. Apparently, after that, there is a code red issued in ChatGPT. OpenAI. Which means that stop everything. Let's focus on our core.
Yeah. I saw that.
And which is like as recent as last week when this got released and it's all over Twitter. This Nano Banana
Pro. But boss, the way Google is now, like... I see Gemini everywhere in the Google ecosystem. I see it on Chrome. I see it on Gmail. Yeah. It is everywhere. It is synthesizing emails. It's now auto-replying. It now knows what emails I auto-reply to. It's now shit. Like, it's now, it's not like I have to do something new. I have to download a new app. I have to learn some new tool. It's a part of, that's the smart thing, I think, with Google. I think the ecosystem play around Gemini is quite spectacular. Which is I think, aapne bheja na CTO, Microsoft Teams versus Slack ka jo growth hai. An ecosystem growth.
Yeah, but which was always true. Let's say Google always had distribution. The question was, OpenAI got to what 800 million users. and then will Google be able to catch up? Looks like they have a better model now.
Yeah.
And
see, if
people have written off the incumbent, right? People had written off the incumbent. Everyone is saying Alphabet is going to get disintegrated. You know, ad business is separate, etc., etc. And here we are.
But if you think about it, ChatGPT, I think got downloads because I think Google Search was not being able to deliver the AI experience. If they can get that AI experience onto search, it's a very different game then. Then I think ChatGPT will. I think Perplexity also, like I see like crazy slowdown, no, in download on there, or even usage.
So, kya raha chirak two side, ek consumer side, ek enterprise side. So Anthropic through Claude effectively attacked the enterprise side.
Correct.
ChatGPT clarifying on the consumer side.
Correct.
And Google is, it's easy for Google to disrupt the consumer side because 2.5-3 billion people use the apps, Gmail, Maps,
YouTube,
Android, YouTube, everything from a consumer side. Which is the first search, for example. There's a very interesting data point that I heard. Broadly, number of new searches on Google had come down to less than 5%. Because whatever you wanted to search, wo auto-complete aata tha na, and you would say, haan, aap samajh gaye mujhe kya chahiye, I would click that. Number of new searches on Google now is 15%. So I'm like, yaar, kaise ho sakta hai? Aisa suddenly kya knowledge seek kar rahe log jo pehle nahi chahiye thi. People have started prompting on G-search. Basically, the queries now are all unique because suddenly it is like, I am a 42-year-old founder CEO of this company and blah, 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 etc. Like, pura kahani likh do aur bhai answer bata do. Because Gemini is now forcing that habit ki bhai main aap yahi prompt kar do na. So the search bar is effectively becoming the prompt bar in the mind of the consumer. So the UI shift is very interesting. And also because of voice becoming more and more pervasive on mobile applications, right? Through Chrome or like G-search on Chrome is becoming largely voice. The Vernac ones especially. Very hard to type in non-English, right? So it's very interesting. Voice pe to tum bol do jo bolna hai karke. Aur wo pura distill karke. Fir wo AI is giving a very nuanced answer. And once you get an interesting answer, ki yaar ye to bahut maza aata hai. So new habits form like that, right? So the fact that people, 2 billion plus people are on an Android phone, and for them the default behavior was yet to change because GPT was still paid, right? And it's still $20. So at least your free wala segment hai, wo to turant shift ho jayega. Paid wala kaise hoga, wo dekhna padega. And that all depends on how good Gemini 3 is, which is what people are saying it can compete and do better than GPT 5. So if that is really the case, then yeah, people may go back and say, $20 kyun kharchu hoga kya? Agar Gemini mere ko free mein answer de raha
hai. Badhiya.